The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and we're going back to the 1400s today with Father Foster, to Pius II, who's one of your favourite popes, right? No. Pius II's autobiography is one of the most readable in the Western world.
Absolutely. Right? 12 books. That? The 13th book was kind of fragmentary, and he died. But he speaks in a flowing manner about crazy stuff, and good things and bad things. The famous, they brought the head of St. Andrew, you know, from Constantinople. They saved the head of Andrew from the Turks and brought it over here, and then they got it over to Ancona and they brought it to Rome, as you know or should know. And then he went out there to Ponte Milvio and had a celebration, and they brought the head down the Via Cassia. Well, he almost lost his mind. He fell on the floor and was crying and weeping and wrote hymns. And they had a big thing about the head of St. Andrew.
He wrote hymns?
Yes, liturgical hymns for St. Andrew.
And do we still have them?
Oh, certainly we do. But to see the whole scene of him holding the head of Andrew in tears and all, he almost had a hemorrhage. He was so excited about that thing of Andrew, then they brought it in town. You know, it was here until Paul VI gave it back to the Greeks. In 1968, if I'm not mistaken, the head of Andrew went from St. Peter's back to Thessalonica, some place in Greece where it was kept until Pius II. That was Paul VI did that. But Pius II saved it from the Turks. Oh, that goes on.
So how do you say that in Latin?
Servatum est caput Andrei a Pio II.
Pio II and Paulus Sextus?
And a Paulus Sexto gratis reditum. It was returned to the Greeks by Paul VI. But he wrote hymns in the meters of Horace. Oh, he was an educated man. And there he is in Sant'Andrea della Valle. So when you go home, you can go by and see him resting, and then his nephew is across from him. They were buried at St. Peter's, and then in 1614 or something, some Cardinal della Valle decided they needed a better place, and he brought both of them to Sant'Andrea della Valle. 1503, you see, almost 40 years later, his nephew succeeded him.
Is there an inscription on the tomb?
Oh, both on both sides.
In Latin?
Oh, yeah. But if you have a flashlight, you can read them. So, and there they are. Oh, our
how do you say in Latin, if you have a flashlight, you can read the inscriptions?
Pharos tibi electricus si est. Potitis facilime titulos per legere. There's no problem saying all these things in Latin.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.